Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell, and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles. Good morning and welcome back to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. I am your host, Tiffany Rosdale. First of all, I would like to say thank you so much for tuning in to my podcast today. How are you doing? It is a beautiful day here in Tokyo, Japan, and I am sensing the spring vibe is going to come soon. Some of my friends are actually getting already the pollen allergy, which happens once a year during this period of time. I actually get it too every year, ever since I got the pollen allergy. So once you have it, you'll have it yearly. And luckily, I still don't have it right now. And I think ever since I shifted myself into more healthier lifestyle and by not drinking alcohol anymore. Back then, I was drinking a lot of alcohol. My sleeping routines are opposite. My diet nutrition are not that healthier. So I basically attract pollen allergy. One of the things I've learned last year was all about lectins. And hopefully we can talk about that sometime in the future from some really experts that knows more about lectins. Some of the plants, they have lectins, and those lectins are actually not really good for you if you consume it. That's one of the many reasons why you get the allergies. This is something for you to think if you are one of those that really attract pollen allergy every year. So I prevent a lot of the plants that has lectins, and I think it really helps. It really works. We'll see. And I'm really going to update you what's going to happen with the pollen allergy for me. On the other note, we have a very interesting topic again today on our podcast, and we are going to talk about confidence. Before we dive in to our topic for this episode, I would like to read the review of this week coming from Mina with a 5-star on Podchaser. Here is her review. Very raw, very real. And as someone who recently came out, it was emotional and inspiring. So powerful, it gives me pride and power to just be who I am. And I'm grateful for that. Thank you so much, Mina. I am so happy to hear that I get to inspire many people and getting to know that all this are really impacting others. I actually offered her to be on the show because I think she has plenty of amazing stories to share. And Mina, if you're listening, I would love to have you here and share your beautiful, inspiring stories to everyone. Our topic of the day is how to have self-confidence. It is certainly one of the many issues we have in our life. And I've been there too. I still have difficulties every now and then of my self-confidence. But comparing back then, I think I have been really improving with my own self-confidence. And I just want to share you some of the techniques and strategies that I do in order for me to have that good self-confidence that is not egoistic. I think having a healthy level of self-confidence can really help us become successful in our personal and professional lifestyle. It is not healthy to have you compare yourself to others. It always happens to us when we see on others' social medias. I experienced that before, that when you look at your friends, or not even your friend, or other people's Facebook or Instagram post or any other social media platforms, you kind of compare yourself to them and being jealous and also envy. Researchers have found that people who compare themselves to others and experience envy, they experience the worst they felt about themselves, which is not really healthy. I tell you to stop comparing yourself. Stop looking at other people's feeds. Ever since I started not looking at my other friends' social media feeds, I feel more healthier. I focus on myself more. We have our own lives and we have our own difficulties. We have our own struggles. We have our own experiences in life, either positive or negative. It isn't a competition. There's no competition between you and your friends or other people. The way I look at things when I look at my friends' social medias or other people's feeds, I try to be happy for them, thinking of how I can support them more or how I'm so happy that they achieve their goals. And I always celebrate if I see them that there's something congratulatory events that are happening in their lives. Being good to others is definitely one of the many things that made me really think that I am grateful for what I have. I am grateful for what I'm blessed every day just to be alive and having this life. By counting my blessings and writing down things that I'm grateful for every day, having that mentality helps me focus on my own life more and not the lives of other people. Another thing that you can do to boost your self-confidence is to take care of yourself. Take care of your body and start your day right. Having the right diet for you. Eating well has so many benefits for us in order to have a higher level of self-confidence and self-esteem. I believe that when we fuel our body with the right foods that we need to eat, we feel more healthier, we feel more stronger and more energized, which is a result of being a better version of ourselves. Exercise is everything. Whatever exercise you do, whether it's running, gym, yoga, or any other sports activities, it will boost our confidence more by doing all these physical activities. Meditation. I've always mentioned it here on my podcast too, that meditation is extremely important for us now, especially this period of our time where we are consuming so many informations in our brain. Our brain needs a rest. Our brain needs to relax and be free out of all the chaos that's what's going on in our lives. I highly recommend you, even just for 5 or 10 minutes every day, doing a meditation definitely will help you clear your mind out. Having the right amount of sleep. Sleep is one of the most important things that we need to have every day. If we have enough sleep, we have good sleep and we sleep on the right time, we will have more positive personality traits. And that includes being optimism and having self-esteem. Here's another thing that helped me with my confidence. Practicing self-compassion. Treating yourself with kindness, either when you get a mistake or whether you made not a good decision, or speaking harshly to yourself if you fail in something. It will not motivate us to be doing more better. I think rather than beating yourself up, speaking to yourself like you talk to a very trusted friend, learn how to do that. Remind yourself that no one is perfect. And this connects to using the power of positive self-talk. So instead of thinking like I can't handle it, or it's too hard, or I shouldn't even try, try to make it opposite and talk more positive. Like, I can do it. This is not hard. It's going to be easy. Or even saying, I should try everything. Taking new challenges will always boost our self-confidence. And this connects to embracing your self-doubt. Doing things that you wouldn't normally do, like, For example, applying for a promotion, starting your own podcast, starting your own video on YouTube, doing new things, you trying to do things and telling your brain that you can. If you do it and give an action, that's how you gain more confidence. Trust me, once you do things that you haven't done before, overcome it. And after realizing that you actually can do it. And that's what happened to me, which I would love to share with you all. A few years back, when one of my good friend who owns a film production, and he insisted I should be on the movie that he is planning to do. And I never had acting skills. I never had it ever. Acting wasn't my thing. I was active doing dance classes or other like piano lessons, but I never intended to do acting classes. I thought it wasn't for me. And he challenged me. So I thought, okay, I will try. If I don't like, obviously, I'm not going to do it. So he told me to attend acting classes. I thought that maybe I'll just try and move on because I think it's not going to be for me. But little did I know, after attending one acting class, I never thought that I would love it. I extremely love acting. Even up until now, I still go to my acting class. So whatever it is that's holding you back, do it and try it. Nothing's going to lose if you just like, try it. Nothing's going to lose from you. You know, it happened to me too before. It was one of my fears to sing in public. I've sang on karaoke with friends. So one of my fear was singing, and I actually had that opportunity to try and audition for a karaoke TV show. I thought myself, maybe I should try. Maybe they will like it or maybe not. Either, I just want to try. I just want to see what's going to be the result. So at the end, they didn't pick me, but I was really happy to overcome my fear of singing in a karaoke sober in front of people that I don't even know. I think by doing that kind of action, it really boosts my confidence. And going back to what I'm talking about, the acting classes tripled my confidence. The way my sensei taught me so many things, and plus my acting classmates, some of them are really professional. You learn a lot from them. If they can do it, why can't I? So you always challenge yourself. New acting skills. So what are the benefits that we will get having your self-confidence? There are many benefits that we can have from this and positive effects that can change our lives. One is being open to try new things. When you believe in yourself, of course, you will try to be more willing to try new things. It is in yourself. It's the key to putting yourself out there. Another thing is it also better our performance. We perform better in whatever we do if you have that confidence. It also better our resiliency. Another thing is it improves our relationships with others. It keeps our relationships with others happy and healthy. So if we have the self-confidence, it not only impacts us and how we feel about ourselves, it also helps us understand and love other people. It is also teaching us how to be able to have the strength of walking away if we're not getting what we deserve. So there you have it. Some little advice that I can give you about self-confidence. And if you happen to have really having a hard time and having struggles with your own confidence, I also advise you to have your own mental health professional. You can seek some from someone like me. I do transformational life coaching, and I help people boost their confidence. Feel free to reach out to me if you wanted to talk about self-confidence more. And if you have anything to add up on that, feel free to write on our comments and review. I think you can do it on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. Start believing in yourself, and I hope this helps you in incorporating new things that you can improve your own self-confidence. By the way, I actually started doing Clubhouse, which is probably another place that you can start helping boosting up your self-confidence. Clubhouse is amazing. It's an amazing app. If you happen to be there, I'm also there. If you Google my name, Tiffany Rosdale, I'll be active trying to reach out, ask questions, being speakers to some of the rooms like LGBTQ community, health and wellness, and all other issues that needs to be discussed. That's what I love about Clubhouse because it enhances my speaking skills and it boosts my confidence. And what I noticed when I started Clubhouse in the beginning, I was really shy and you feel this anxiety. Once you start doing it, the level of amount of anxiety that I feel lessens. The more you keep doing it, the more I feel calmer. So that's another place for you to practice your self-confidence. I just wanted to add that one. Start doing live streaming. Those will help you. And you can actually check yourself after how you can improve yourself. Hope that helps. I want to give a shout out to PureShop.jp for their magical and essential products. I highly recommend, and I myself use, is called Face Care Oil. It's very aromatic. The oil itself contains soy oil, argan oil, apricot kernel oil, jojoba oil, and lavender oil. I use this oil before I go to bed. Just spread it around my face and I feel so relaxed and I'll be able to sleep so good. So definitely check it out. I highly recommend it. All the products at PureShop.jp are all organic. There's plenty of stuff that you would like. Thank you, PureShop.jp. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you reach up until this last minute of the show, I am extremely grateful for you for tuning in the whole entire episode. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to your friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you are listening to right now. Text your friend, share on your Instagram stories or your Facebook page. Tag me on your social media when you post it. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on the interview that I had today. And if it's your first time here once again, please do me a favor to subscribe on the podcast. Leave us a review. In every review, it makes me so happy. So I'm looking forward to your ratings and review on Apple Podcasts. You can impact someone's life right now by just sharing our episode today. I hope you enjoyed this episode today as much as I do. And I hope you know how much you matter, how much I appreciate your time for listening, how much I love you and appreciate you. I am truly grateful for your kindness and your support. And as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go. I love you and stay safe and healthy.